The city of Riodel received an additional $1.2 million in revenue over expenses for fiscal year 2019-2020. The Riodel City Council received news of the rosy financial picture at their November 3rd regular meeting held online. Interim Finance Director Cheryl Dillingham summarized the annual financial report.
So basically, this is a report on the financial performance of the city for last fiscal year. It goes through, and I believe it's fairly self-explanatory, so I'm just going to hit on the high points. It starts with the summary, which basically shows that overall the revenues exceeded expenses by $1.2 million. And then it goes through and kind of gives an overview of the revenues by fund. The only funds that didn't do better than budget were the streets funds, and I'll talk about those a little bit more later, and the building fund, which is basically because it was front-loaded on fees for the Danco project. The expenditures were under budget, and that's contributed to the positive change in fund balances. The table at the bottom corner of page one shows all of the funds with their ending fund balances, so that we had an ending total fund balance of almost 7.7 million. And then we go into the general fund, and the general fund basically ended the year, at the end of the fiscal year, the general fund revenues were 31% above budgetary estimates, and that was primarily due to higher cannabis revenue and sales tax. And there was a change at the state level in how they were distributing sales tax, both the Measure J, U, and the retail sales tax, Bradley Burns. And I was concerned, they were trying to get it out the door. They've got a new system where they get it out the door faster to the local agencies. So I was concerned that maybe that change would result in a downtick. But the first quarter of this fiscal year is actually up also. So we're looking really good there.
Councilmember Gordon Johnson responded to the financial report.
Just a couple observations. You know, our total reserves of $7.23 million certainly sets us up well and kind of unique in our county as far as having the healthiest reserves of any city our size. And from that, I'll draw a second conclusion, and that is it sets us up extremely well to have some capital projects, and I look forward to that.
The water fund for the city increased by more than $303,000, and the sewer fund increased by $135,000. Councilmember Sue Strawn addressed the financial report.
My only comment is for the ad hoc committee that was formed for the water sewer, that I hope you guys are looking at the money that's coming in on that we might need to make adjustments. This is pretty high income.
The City Council also discussed issues with an existing joint use agreement between the city and the school district for the use of the Davis Street Park facility, which includes the tennis court and the Little League field. Responsibility for maintenance continues to be unclear. The city will pursue a new joint use agreement or an outright purchase of the property if the school district is agreeable. The full council packet of documentation, including the annual financial report, is available at the RiodelTimes.com. Video of the meeting is available online from Access Humboldt on YouTube. The next Riodel City Council meeting will be Tuesday, November 17th at 6:30 p.m. online. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.